The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, the United States will hit Iran very hard tonight and will soon take control of the Middle East's Middle Eastern countries' oil and gas infrastructure and markets, so says US President Donald Trump on Truth Social earlier today. And joining me now to discuss this further is Adam Parsons, Sky News Middle East correspondent. Good evening to you, Adam. Are hopes of peace in the Middle East becoming vanishingly rare at this point?
I think they probably are, but then that's probably been the case for a while. It's not just so much peace, it's stability that people and predictability that people, I think, are pining for. Because, you know, look, was it 3 days ago, Donald Trump said he thought they'd be signing a deal with Iran in 2 to 3 days, instead of which he's now talking about bombing Iran for the third night in a row. So I think people here that just don't really at the moment take any of these statements lightly. If it's about a proclamation of a peace deal, people tend not to believe it. If it's about military strikes, they tend to believe it, but they don't necessarily think that anything concrete will come out of it.
Okay. I mean, he does tend to flip-flop wildly on this and indeed other issues. But Adam, what do you expect to see happen? He says that he's going to hit Iran very hard. What do you think that might look like?
I think he probably... And let me put the caveat in. No one knows what's going to happen. But I think he probably will hit Iran. I think the idea of him seizing territory is unlikely, because that's going to involve putting special force troops on the ground. So I think that could be hyperbole. I think he's talking about trying to get Iran back to the negotiating table. But then if you go back to day one of this, why did he start a war if not to have a negotiation? So I would imagine that it will probably involve military strikes, as it did yesterday. You know, the weird thing, though, about yesterday's military strikes is that within this region, they didn't really cause massive ripples. It's almost like, you know, when people talk about the financial markets, they say they're going to be priced in. I think the Iranians are sort of pricing in these attacks. Because they know, the Iranians know that until the Strait of Hormuz is open, then Donald Trump is going to keep frothing.
Adam, Trump had softened his rhetoric somewhat maybe about a week ago, and now has hardened again. Does he just not know how to proceed? Is that what we're actually witnessing here?
To an extent, yeah. I mean, when Israel, gosh, so many things happened.
Yeah.
But when Israel attacked Iran, Donald Trump was trying to portray himself almost as this sort of, you know, slightly disappointed parent, and telling Netanyahu, I don't want you to do this. And when it happened, saying, well, you've both, I think he actually used the expression, you've both had your fun, about nations firing ballistic missiles at each other, as if it was sort of a slightly contemptible behavior. And at that point, you did think, well, maybe there is a deal that he thinks is in the offing. Maybe he is using sort of soft amount of pressure. Instead of which, we now have him saying, we're going to hit very hard, we're going to stake your oil production facilities. And I think for a while, this is not a this week analysis. For a while, it's been clear that what the president desperately wants is some way out of this. And he is finding that extremely hard to discover, because as pretty much anyone in the Middle East could have told him months ago, the Iranians are exceptional negotiators with a track record of playing the long game. And that's exactly what's happening here.
They also have an ability to endure, don't they? They have an ability to absorb whatever is thrown at them. And indeed, they are now fully in charge of the Strait of Hormuz, it would appear.
Yeah, that is Iran's diplomatic game in a nutshell, is we can soak up the pain, we will soak up the pressure, the financial losses, the economic pain that is absolutely devastating for the Iranian economy. But the Iranian regime is not focused, to be blunt, on the sort of health and the economic goodwill of its citizens. It is focused on the survival of itself. It is prioritizing that. And to that extent, I think the Iranian regime can tolerate a great deal of distress. And then they look at the United States, and this is why they refer to it a lot, you know, an increase in the price of a gallon of petrol is seeing Donald Trump's approval ratings absolutely, you know, plummet. And I think a lot of Iranian diplomats look at that and think, well, we can tolerate, we killed many thousands of our citizens. Our Ayatollah was killed. We have a whole new regime in power. And yet here we are effectively doing the same thing, which is soaking this up, making our demands, and watching you, President Trump, really suffer in the polls. Mm. Not really a problem if you're an Ayatollah, you're popular or unpopular in opinion polls.
Adam Parsons, Sky News Middle East correspondent, thank you so much for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.